to all. Welcome to an episode of the VFM Podcast, Verified Fundamental Malnutrition. I hope everyone is having a great day so far, and of course, that this podcast will make it better still. My name is James Carraway, your host for today. Vegans, by most accounts, stay away from honey. The rules are clear. No animal products. So clearly, honey should be forbidden, right? Surprisingly, there are differing schools of thought on this. There exist arguments to be made that honey is not an animal product, and thus should be considered a vegan food. With us today is co-host Elliot Solpecker, here to discuss this issue. To start, Elliot, what are your opinions on this debate over honey's veganity as a whole?
Well, more than anything, I think the answer is a matter of perspective. It will change for everybody. There are a few different reasons why people choose to go plant-based, a few different aspects of the diet that attract people, and everyone follows some of those reasons more than others. Perhaps one person abhors the treatment of animals and went vegan because of that, but they might not care as much about the nutritional benefits of it. Likewise, there could be someone that eats only plants because of environmental issues that come from meat eating, and it isn't so much a fan of the ethical argument. Just for a few examples. Each side of this honey argument kind of appeals to some of those main points more than others as well. So different vegans will have different opinions about this depending on what they value most in a plant-based diet. Sometimes it gets pretty ambiguous, especially if someone is vegan for a lot of different reasons. Sometimes those reasons can conflict with one another. But there is no real right answer. It's just worth discussing, in my opinion.
What are some of the main aspects of veganism that people are attracted to, Elliot?
So I like to break it down into three different arguments. There's the nutritional argument, which advocates that a plant-based diet offers better nutrition and is just a healthier way to eat. Then there's the ethical argument, which tends to be most popular. It argues that the unethical treatment and killing of animals in the industry is not acceptable, that we as humans need to have better moral agency about this. And the third big one is the environmental argument, which references all the harms that the animal industry does to the environment. Things like greenhouse gas emissions, water consumption, land use, etc. And it's worth mentioning that there's always some overlap between these big three, quote unquote. So maybe those who most align with the ethical argument might use the nutritional argument to justify saying that we don't need to eat animals to be healthy. In fact, most science says that we should not eat them to be healthy. So why should we subject animals to this torture if it's not necessary? That kind of thing. Also, maybe the environmentalist vegans would argue that the deforestation done for animal agriculture needlessly kills off many species and limits their habitat further, which appeals to the ethical argument too. So the big three are kind of codependent. They aren't so separated.
Very interesting. So all right, let's go through these again. What would somebody who is purely nutrition-oriented say about the honey argument?
All right, to begin, I want to explain the process of making honey. In a nutshell, I promise. First, a honeybee collects nectar from flowers and stores it in a special stomach. Then when the bee is back at the hive, it deposits the nectar into the honeycomb, and all the water in it gets evaporated by bees who are fanning their wings over it. The nectar is around 70% water straight out of the plant, which is bad for storage space and allows for rotting, so they evaporate it until it's a thick paste. Then, multiple bees chew it around in those special stomachs, adding a few protective enzymes here and there until it's ready to be capped off and stored for later. At this stage, it's finally the honey we know today. So, honey is quite literally just congealed plant nectar. Now, compare this process to the process of creating meat. For example, the animal, the cow, chicken, pig, eats a plant like soybeans or corn, and the food is then broken down into its constituent compounds. Stuff like the fat, the glucose, amino acids, etc. These compounds are then repurposed in creating more body mass. The structural proteins are assembled from the amino acids or just shuttled in from the food. The fat is saturated and then stored in certain places around the body that the fat deposits. And the carbohydrates are broken down into glucose, which is stored as glycogen until it can be used, but if it isn't used in time, then it is reassembled into fat and stored with the rest. So, essentially, the animal's food is turned into individual molecules and then reassembled bit by bit to form the body mass. This is true with eggs and dairy too, the other animal products. So with honey, the bees merely process the plant food, while with meat, dairy, and eggs, the animal completely reassembles some biomass into a new chunk of biomass. You see what I mean?
Yes, it's very interesting.
And these different processes result in entirely different nutritional makeups. Honey is purely carbohydrates, it's sugar, so it's relatively simple. Something like meat, on the other hand, has all the compounds that the animal added in while growing. Stuff like cholesterol, heme iron, ADEs, various free radicals, and other harmful compounds. The proteins are different too. Animal proteins have more nitrogen, which causes all sorts of abnormalities in our bodies. So, in short, meat, dairy, and eggs have just a ton more going on in them than honey, and nearly all that extra stuff is harmful. Now, to give you a real answer to the question, honey is pretty different from the previously established animal products nutritionally. It doesn't have all these harmful compounds, it's literally just congealed plant nectar, and the only animal-made stuff in it is a few enzymes that deter bacteria. So, someone who appeals most to the nutritional argument for veganism most likely would say that honey is not an animal product by the nutritional definition of it. Not to say that honey is healthy, it is after all pure sugar, you know, eat it in moderation, but it really isn't an animal product in the same way that meat, dairy, and eggs are.
So how does this issue apply to the ethics-based argument?
Well, actually kind of a similar issue comes up. Beehives in captivity don't go through much any of the same stuff that meat animals, dairy animals, and chickens do in the industry, but they're still in captivity and they don't live ideal lives. Honey farmers often restrict their flower variety to one species, the most common of which is clover, like clover honey. That gives the bees less variety in pollen and nectar, which impacts their health. They need variety in their food. So captive bees are almost always deficient in some nutrients, whichever ones that the plant they eat most of doesn't have. So honey that's produced like this almost always results in unhealthy hives. And this isn't to mention that we take a lot of their food supplies in this weakened state to actually harvest honey. But there's a bright side. Wildflower honey is a thing where the bees have access to a variety of different plants. They're rarely actual wildflowers, of course. The honey farmers just plant a mix of nectar-rich flowers in the vicinity of the hives, which helps the hive's nutrition. Also, a beehive usually produces about 125% of the honey that they actually need, meaning that a beekeeper can take a fifth of the honey supply and not starve the hive. In practice, though, honey farmers usually do take more than a fifth and just supply them with sugar water to compensate. A benefit of this, though, is that the hives almost never starve in captivity. Sugar water is less nutritious for the bees than nectar, but it gives the calories they need. All in all, though, captive beehives are not better off than wild ones. We don't kill them or forcibly impregnate them like we do with other farm animals, but we do control their nutritional well-being and take their food. Not to mention, they are sometimes forcibly addicted to nicotine when honey farmers smoke them. They put nicotine in the smoke to keep the bees even more docile while they're being checked on or harvested from. So, ethically, honey farming is a bit iffy. For the most part, the honey industry is considered less intrusive than the meat, egg, and dairy industry, but it's iffy nonetheless.
So what is the environmental effect of honey farming?
It's kind of a bleak situation, really. I'll cut right to the chase. Bees are dying. This phenomenon has been going on for quite some time, and they've actually given it a name, colony collapse disorder, or CCD. Nobody's entirely sure what causes it, but we're pretty sure it's a mix of things. One major contender is heavy pesticide use in agricultural areas. To name one, honey farming is often done in proximity to fields of crops in rural areas or where there's good soil for crops and flowers. Also, the wild beehive population is declining because of deforestation, the wild ones, and pesticide use, of course. But even minute quantities of some pesticides can wreak havoc on a hive. So it becomes a problem for hives in a pretty large radius around pesticide-using operations. The crop fields. So, beehives are also seeing increased levels of pests themselves, including parasitic mites and small hive beetles, which is a species of beetle that commonly eats the hive's honey reserves away. So, without proper action taken by humans, the common honeybee is really on the road to extinction. Now, contrary to what most people believe, this wouldn't cause a massive ecological collapse due to lack of pollination. It wouldn't help the situation, of course, but the one species of bee that we domesticate, which is named Apis mellifera, is not the only bee of its type. There are hundreds of other species that are equally good or better at pollination. The real problem with this is how we use bees to pollinate our own crops. An example is the almond plantations. Every flower on an almond tree has to be pollinated by another tree or another tree's pollen before it produces an almond. So, in large-scale almond farming operations, the farmer is forced to bring in hives and set them up around the plantation to actually pollinate everything. And this is a brutal job for the bees, by the way. They're once again restricted to one type of flower, and they're surrounded by the pesticides and herbicides that the plantation uses regularly. It's expected for over half of the hives brought in to do this job to die or leave. The issue is that we don't have another species of bee to replace these if the common honeybee were to go extinct. We could try to domesticate a similar species just for the pollination, but Apis mellifera has been selectively bred to produce the most honey and have the least problems over the years. It's ironic that we're running into so many problems with them now. So just switching to another type of bee would come with problems of its own. Less honey, less reliable beekeeping, and by extension, less manageable pollinating operations like that of almonds. The only real solutions that we have at this point are to stop deforesting and using pesticides, which would devastate most of agriculture as a whole, or to continue breeding new beehives. And I'll make this clear, pesticide use and deforestation are problems that need to be fixed, but they're not something we can just eliminate without some friction. Like, we live in a pretty non-ideal situation concerning bees, and the best thing that we can do now, before we solve the underlying problems of CCD, is to keep making more beehives. Without being propped up by humans, the species will likely go extinct within the coming decades.
All right. Well, thanks for going over this. We're nearly to the end of our time for today. Thanks for your input.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elliot Solpecker, on whether or not honey is vegan. This has been VFM Podcast. Thanks for listening.